All right, we're starting Be'ezus Hashem Daf Tezvav, beginning at the new Perek. Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, and as the for opening lines of the Mishnah might suggest, it very much picks up where the first Perek started off, which was the idea of that if a person brings a get from Medina Sayyam, he is required a shliach, who is a shliach lahilacha, so he's a shliach of the Baal. He brings the get from Medina Sayyam, he has to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. So maybe get Medina Sayyam, so he has that's before, right? And that's pretty much where we're picking up from. Now, we have to, of course, keep in mind most of what we learn in the first parak. So let's just go with the basic headlines, the at least initial headlines, which is, why do you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam? So we had a machlekes Rabba and Rava. Rava said, because it together kim shtaris. Normally, the way we explained this was that any document, in order to be a valid and accepted document in front of the eyes of Beis Din, needed to have kim shtaris. You have to be mekayimit. There are three ways, generally, to accomplish kim shtaris, right? And that is to verify the signatures. Three general ways. Either you would have two edim come and say, we recognize those signatures for each one of the signatures. The people who sign themselves can come and they say, and we'll talk about this a little later, why it's a little bit different, why this is considered, it's a little bit of a different method. They each come and say, I signed. Aid number one who signed shows up and said, that's mine. Aid number two who signed shows up and said, yes, it's mine. Okay, so you have one person on each signature, the person who signed it himself. And the third possible way, which we had mentioned before, it doesn't necessarily work for Gittin, might only work for a more Durabanan Dika situation, but something like Get, it might not work for, and that would be the, what we call Dimoy Chasimis. So you'd go, Bezin would go into their archives, into their files, and they would pull out a shtar and say, okay, we know who signed, and they would be able to compare the signatures. and that would be a third way, possibly, to Mekayim Shtaris. Now, the Bishum iguna ikulu barabanan, and really normally, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, where we have no concerns, where we could find people to mekayim the shtar at any point, so we didn't require b'fanei nechta, we didn't require kiyum shtaris. And that's different than every other document. When you're coming from Medina Sayyam, because there's a concern that we might not be able to find anyone to actually sign on it, so therefore, Beis Din required the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, essentially, and within it, you have a chumrah. We required you to say it, but within it, you get a kula, which is normally you need kiyum shtaris, i.e., two people. Certainly, if it's an independent party, you need two people to verify, two people who weren't the signers to verify each signature. And here, we allowed it. It functions as a kiyum shtaris, meaning if the Baal comes to shows up later and says that I didn't sign that, you know, I didn't write that get, or that's not a valid get, so we could have kiyum shtaris al yidei one the shliach saying b'fanei nechta. That's Rabba's reason. Rabba said that it's an issue of lishma. The get has to be written lishma, and we have to verify that the get was written lishma. Ultimately, we spent a few dafim going back in Rabba Shita. Ultimately, we said Rabba islay de Rabba, so whatever would have to function for Rabba would have to function for Rabba as well. There is a kiyum shtaris aspect. It could also be, there is also some sort of lishma aspect. Okay, so that you have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Now, maybe get Medina Sayyam, but amar b'fanei nechtav. Let's say he just says b'fanei nechtav, avaloi b'fanei nechtav. He doesn't say b'fanei nechtav. Oh, one point I just want to go back and mention, that according to Rava, who says it's about kiyum shtaris, so in Rava that it's we care about the ksiva get because we care about lishma, it has to be written lishma, so we understand b'fanei nechtav for the lishma, b'fanei nechtam is kiyum shtaris because Rabba is like the Rabba. But according to Rabba, who says that it's the whole reason of saying b'fanei nechtam is to kiyum shtaris, why wouldn't it just be sufficient to say b'fanei nechtam, focus on the signatures? So we said that the issue is, and this is going to come up, the issue is if you just said b'fanei nechtam, since we allowed effectively to have a kiyum shtaris ayidei one person, you might come and b'fanei nechtam is a kiyum shtaris, and you might come to confuse it by regular kiyum shtaris, where we require two people to verify the signatures. Okay, you have to have edim come and verify the signatures, and therefore we added a b'fanei nechtav, so as we differentiate only by get. In other words, when is b'fanei nechtam believed with one? When it comes with a b'fanei nechtam, then one person can do it. So we wanted to differentiate versus regular kiyum shtaris. If you just said b'fanei nechtam, we require two. So the whole reason, according to Rav, of having b'fanei nechtav is to differentiate get, that we allow the kiyum shtaris ayidei one to any other kiyum shtaris. So now, I maybe get, the person brings a get, and he says, Medina Sayyam, Va'amar, and he says, Befani Nechtam. He says, the get was written in front of me. Aval loy Befani Nechtam. He doesn't say Befani Nechtam. Befani Nechtam, Aval loy Befani Nechtam. So it only says one, either one. Okay, that's case number one of the Mishnah. Case number two is Befani Nechtav Kuloy. The whole thing was written in front of me. So that's Befani Nechtav. Ubefani Nechtam Chetzioy. I only witnessed one of the Adam signing. Chetzioy is half. I saw half the signature. What do you mean half the signature? Two signatures. So I saw one of the two signatures. Befani Nechtav Chetzioy. I saw half of the writing, meaning I saw half of the ksiva. Befani Nechtam Kuloy Pasul. It's going to be Pasul. Gemara is going to address these. Now, that's all dealing with one aid. We have two cases in each way of understanding it, meaning two cases where he either forgot to say or didn't say half of the Amira, or he said half of one part of the Amira. So the finite, one of the parts he said fully, and the other part he said halfway. Okay, so that's either way it's going to be possible. Now we have a case where we're dealing with multiple people. Let's say you had two people bringing again. Now, we're not really going to delve too much into this, but within the context of the introduction we gave, if you remember, even according to Rabbah, who holds that you, even according to Rabbah, who said Bikim Lishma, we came up with this concept of Achar Shalamdu. That there was a point in time where, meaning, if you remember, and we're going to get into this a little bit in the Reisha, but if you remember, the reason Rabbah was, it's a Dinan Lishma. We said, if it's real Lishma, Doraisa concern, you run into all sorts of issues. We had the Gemara, said, really, there's not really a Lishma issue from the writing of the Sefer. Stam Safer Dedaini Migmar Gemiri, we said. The Sefer all know they have to write Lishma. The concern is, it's an outside concern, a Chashash Rabbanon, that maybe the Baal Haget was like wishy-washy. He was on the fence about divorcing his wife. He's walking down an alley. Somebody else who had the same name as him and the same name as his wife dumped a get in there that he had written, decided not to go through with it. He's like, okay, good opportunity. Picks up the get and is going to use it. The problem is the get's not written in Lishma. So it's an outside concern. It didn't do Rabbanon. It's Chashash Rabbanon. Now, at a certain point, we said, at a certain point in history, we answered a bunch of different rayas, saying Achar Shalamdu, that after they learned, everybody knew about Lishma. If so, why, according to Rabbah, do you still have to say Befani Nechtav or Befani Nechtam outside of the Kiyum Shtaris issue, of course, but from a Lishma perspective? Because it's a Gzeira Shem Yachzor Adav L'Kol Kulay. People might re-forget. Now, because it's only a Gzeira that they might re-forget, so we said that if it's not Shchiach, for instance, one of the examples was a case where the Shaliach came to give the get. He was a regular fine shliach, and after he gave the get, before he said Befani Nechtav, he was unable to say Befani Nechtav because he became nischaresh. Okay, so that's a case of leshchiach. So there we said that we're not going to possible the get because of that. Okay, another example, meaning because the whole thing's only gzera, but when it's not shchiach, so we don't enforce the gzera, because anyways, lishma is, forget about not being a daraisa concern, it's not even a real concern derabanan, meaning that somebody might pick up the get because it's achar shalamdu. The whole reason why we required is gzera shem yachzor davar l'kukulay. So there was another example which is going to play somewhat significantly in the second parts of the Mishnah, which we're not going to get to today, but it's part of the introduction of the Mishnah, so I'm mentioning it now. Plus, today we might have a little bit of time. In the coming days, we might have less time, so I might as well get it in now. Which is that another case of leishchiach is when two edim come to bring the get. So according to Rabbah, you would not need, if the whole reason why we require Befani Nechtav or for the Lishma component is because it's really Achar Shalamdu, Shemi Yachzor Davar L'Kol Kuloy, but when it's not Shchiach, the Rabbanon didn't require it, well, two people bringing a get from Medina Sayyam is not Shchiach. So therefore, anytime you have two, the Lishma is off the table. Okay, so now, Echad, so these are cases where multiple people are bringing it. Echad, I remember Befani Nechtav.
Off the table because it's not required.
Because it's not part of the Gzera. It's Melsa Delei Shchicha, and therefore you don't have to say Befani Nechtav because of Shema Yachzor Davar L'Kol Kuloy Achar Shalamdu. Okay, so now, Echad Aimer Befani Nechtav, one of the people who brings it says Befani Nechtav, it was written in front of me, but Echad Aimer, one person says Befani Nechtav, it was signed, so they essentially split duties over here. Puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Shnayim Aimer Befani Nechtav, if two people say, the two people who bring it say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav, the Echad, and a third person says Befani Nechtav, we're going to have to see all these cases. Puzzle Rabbi Huda Machsher. Rabbi Huda holds his kosher. Echad Aimer Befani Nechtav, Shnayim Aimer Befani Nechtav, kosher. Okay, however, if one person says Befani Nechtav and two say Befaneinu Nechtam, then it's going to be kosher, you have a Kiyum Shtar. So we'll have to get into that whole second set of cases in the Mishnah later in the coming document. So Zakta Gemara. So the first thing Gemara is going to ask, We started the Masechta saying, "Hanevi get medina sayam tzarich lomim b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam," and now we start the second parak saying, "Hanevi get medina sayam v'amar b'fanei nechtav v'loy b'fanei nechtam." So you didn't say it the right way. So hasu lomali. Why are we coming to say that you have to say b'fanei? If you don't say, if you only say b'fanei nechtam and not b'fanei nechtam, well, we already said that Hanevi get medina sayam tzarich shemim b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So you didn't say what you were supposed to say. So why do I need to tell me that it's possible? Hasul amali hatana lecha dezimna. We already said maybe we didn't say yom tzarich sheyomer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. The shaliach, okay, the person bringing the get on behalf of the baal has to say it, and if he doesn't say it, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says imahi. If I would have just had the opening case of the mesechta, have I mean I would have thought tzarich v'iloyamar kosher. That really you do have to say b'fanei nechtam, but if you don't, it's still going to be kosher again. If we just to add color, why would you have thought it's going to be kosher? Because really, none of these are really meaning kiyum shtaris is just really maker adin. We didn't require kiyum shtaris. It's just an outside concern that the baal might come to be ma'arer. So maybe if he does not ma'arer, then everything should be fine, right? I mean, there's a logic there. Or on the flip side, again, the whole idea of lishma is that we don't really have a structural issue of lishma, dahainu, that seifrim are writing gittin shalei lishma. No seifer is going to write a get shalei lishma. The whole concern is that the baal might come to find it. Okay, so therefore, these are both a little bit far-fetched. Therefore, you might think that if you don't say b'fanei nechtam, that the get would still be okay. Kamash malan, that's what we're coming to say. That it's so one says you have to say it, and two says no. And if you don't say it, it's going to be possible.
Why didn't you just say in the first mention of like imlo amar or whatever?
Because we wanted to make sure that you'd be able to keep everything learned in the first part of the Masechta in your head, and be able to build on it for the second part.
Okay.
So b'fanei nechtam chetzyoi u'b'fanei nechtam kuloi pasul. So we said if he says. The shliach says, "B'fanei nechtav chetzyoi." Half was written in front of me. The whole thing was signed in front of me. It's going to be pasul. So now we want to know if what we're essentially saying is if the shliach said he only saw half the get being written, it's going to be pasul. Now, if you remember, as I'm sure we do, on Daf Hey, we discussed a bunch of cases. How much of the get does he have to see written? And what we didn't say was the whole thing. Well, there was one amira, but most amiraim said no. You don't have to see the whole thing. Okay. In fact, don't be medayik too much. Hai chetzyoi, which half? Are we now saying if the shaliach didn't see being written would be possible? Elam echetsev rishon. If we're saying the first half, va'amar Rebbe Lazar afilu lekasa bayalashita achas lishma shuvein etzarach. If there was only one, all he had to do was write one. The sefer, all he had to do was write one line lishma, so he doesn't need. So how could you possibly say that if the shaliach saw the first half of the get being written, and he says, "B'fanei nechtav," that it's going to be possible because he only says, "I saw the first half lishma." All you need is the first line lishma. Now, why the first line? So Rashi here says, and we mentioned this back on Daf Hey when we brought this. Rashi says because the Shita Rishayna has Shema Ishva Isha V'Hazman. It has all the Tyrif. He has the Iker parts of the get. Okay, that it has the name of the Ish, the Isha, and the Zman. That's all you need. And therefore, those are the critical components, and that's what you have to see the Shema. Taisus, back on Daf Hey, said it's a little bit of a different Svara, that once we saw that the first line was written Lishma, we watched the Sefer do that, we could assume that the rest was written Lishma as well. Okay, but either way, once he saw one line, so how could you say here that if he only saw half of the get being written, it's going to be possible? So the Gemara says, El Amar Rav Ashi Chetzio Achron. We have to be talking about the Chetzio Achron. So basically, the Shliach shows up and he says, I saw the second half of the get being written, and B'faneinu Nechtam, but both signatures, it's going to be possible because we need him to verify really the first line. That's what we need. Okay, B'faneinu Nechtam Kulo, B'faneinu Nechtam Chetzio Possible. So if a person said, if the shliach said b'fanei nechtav kuloi, b'fanei nechtam chetzyoi, half, okay, then it's going to be pasul. So now the din in the Mishnah is freestanding. Okay, we understand that you need. Let's just think about this logically for a second. If you need a b'fanei nechtav and you need a b'fanei nechtam, saying half is not the full. That's what we needed. So b'fanei nechtam chetzyoi, well, he has to verify both signatures on the get. He's only verifying one of the signatures, so it's going to be possible. Now, we're going to have a bunch of Amarayim come. Amar Rav Chista. Va'afilu shnayim. So Rav Chista is coming to add, meaning not come, and we'll see why these Amarayim felt compelled to add on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah's din makes sense all on its own. You needed a full Amira of a funny Nechtam on both signatures, and you only had half. So you don't have it. So it's possible. Amar Rav Chista, va'afilu shnayim me'idim al chasimus yad sheni pasul. Even if two people came
and did a kiyum shtaros on the second signature, right? So the shliach shows up. He's the shliach lo'elacha of the Baal. He says, b'fanei nechtav, good, we took care of that. B'fanei nechtam, chetzyoy. So one of the signatures. But I'm bringing two people along with me, two people from the local city who could be Makayim, the second signature. So that would be possible. My taima, why? Because says Rav Chista, aikulu b'kiyum haget, aikulu b'takanas chachamim. That you could either use kiyum haget, meaning that is the kiyum shtarais, or kulu b'takanas chachamim, which is b'fanei nechtav. You can't mix. That although b'fanei nechtam functions as kiyum shtarais, when that's a din d'rabbanan, that when the one aid comes, it's a kula, like we explained. You can't mix one aid. We take care of one aid of the get by saying b'fanei nechtam, and the other one with kiyum shtarais. Now, really, just to be clear, and Rashi points this out, that if the shliach says ani makira, if let's say the shliach brings a get and he says I recognize the signatures, that would work as well. He doesn't only have to say b'fanei nechtam; he could say I know these signatures. The kula is, which is kiyum shtaris, right? It's essentially, the kula is that normally we require two people to come and say kiyum shtaris. That's why Rashi learns the sugya. But here, even if the shliach comes and says, b'fanei nechtav, okay, so now it's a massive chiddush, which the Gemara is going to ask in a second. So even if, let's say, the shliach shows up, he says, b'fanei nechtav, and I recognize those two signatures. Ani makira. I recognize those signatures, so that would work. The problem here is that he is saying b'fanei nechtam, and he's bringing, for what would normally be kiyum shtaris, he's bringing two eidim for the second signature. You're now to have this, right? So the Gemara says, maskef l'rava miyika mida d'ilu amar chad. If, let's say, the aid came, the shaliach for Medina Sayyam came, b'fanei, the shaliach of the Baal, lohailacha came, and he said b'fanei nechtav and ani makira. I mean, instead of saying b'fanei nechtav, he said ani makira. I recognize those signatures. So it wasn't signed in front of me, but I know those signatures. We would believe him. Why? Because why are we believing this one? He's functioning as kiyum shtaris. It's a kula that we allowed one person to do it. So now you're going to tell me hashta de'ika trei pasul. You're going to tell me that because there's two, it's going to be pasul. Okay, so how could you possibly say this? Now, what was the Havamina of Rav Chista to say this? So Tosfos goes into a little bit. Kasavar, the Havamina, again, we're asking on it. But the Havamina was, Kasavar d'loy dai kashliach kolkach, k'she'en kol ha'edus miskayim esal yadoi. Since he's only saying, in other words, his whole words are invalid because he's not coming with a valid shlichus of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. Yeah, it could be made valid later, but potentially, if two Adam come and verify the second signature, but since he's only being made on half of one part of it, the chsima, or for one part of it, he's only being made in half, so therefore the shliach is not wholeheartedly coming, and he's not basically accepting the severity and responsibility of being a shliach. Okay, so that's one memra that Rav Chista said, which is problematic. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, no, that can't be the chiddush of our Mishnah. Why we felt compelled to have a chiddush in the Mishnah, like I said, we're going to see soon. Rav Chista tried to say the chiddush is that even though if the shliach himself came and said, b'fanei nechtam and ani makirim on both signatures, we believe, if he says, b'fanei nechtam chetzyoy, and we kind of have two eidim come, we can't combine these two ideas. Ela Amar Rava, Rava says like this, afilu hu ve'echad me'idim. Even if the shliach and one other, what's the chiddush? That not if the person said b'fanei nechtam, even if he comes with someone else and says the two of us will deal with kiyum shtaris for the second guy, al chasimus yad hasheni pasul. Okay, so the shaliach himself says b'fanei nechtam chetzyoy. That's one of the signatures. Now I also will bring another person with me to be Mekayim the second. So he is part of the second kiyum shtaris. That's going to be pasul. My taima asu lechlufei b'kiyum shtaris da'alma, because we might come to confuse us with kiyum shtaris. Now let's talk about this for a second before we get to the next line of the Gemara. Okay, so now we said there are three ways of Mekayim shtaris. The first one is dimoy chasimus, which may not work here. We said, which is we compare from the akars. We said one is two Adam independent people come and give Adas, we recognize these signatures. Okay, so they can both come on both. But the point is, you have Adas of two on the signatures. It could be two for one and two for the other, or two for both. They're both coming Minteris Adas and saying, we are verifying these signatures. Now, the third way, or one of the three ways, is that the people who sign themselves can come. Okay? So now what happens if you have a scenario? Now, and what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though I'm only an eid echad, but because I'm the one that signed, so I can come to verify my own signature. Why? Well, it can't work mitaris eidus on the chasima, because eidus requires two. If I'm coming to verify mine, and he's coming to verify his, aid number one shows up to verify his, mine, and aid number two shows up to verify his, so I only have one aid on each of the chasimas. So how does it work? The Gemara in Ksuba says that the way it works is that they're being made not on the signatures, but they're being made together on what's written in the shtar. By verifying their own signature, they're essentially giving eidus on what's the shtar. Now the problem is like this. If let's say you had aid number one shows up, aid number two dies. So A number one comes to Besen, but A number one was there at the time of witnessing A number two. So A number two, when A number two signed. So A number one goes ahead and finds someone from the Shuk to come with him to verify the second signature's Adam. So since when you use the process of Kiyam Shtaris, which is the aid himself is coming, what it really means is we're providing Eidos on what's written in the Shtar. It turns out if A number one comes and says, that's my signature, and I'm going to come along with someone else, and we're going to verify the second signature. It turns out that the eidus of the shtar is three quarters being fulfilled by, normally, each one has a responsibility for half of the eidus. A number one shows up, they both show up, I'm kind of my shtar, I have responsibility for half the eidus. A number two shows up, I have responsibility for half the eidus. But the problem over here is, since A number two had died, and now we're using kiyam shtaris of two eidim on the second signature, if aid number one is going to be one of the eidim on the second signature, you essentially have three quarters of the eidus of the shtar being accomplished by one guy. And that's not okay. You need al pishnayim eidim. The two eidim each take responsibility for half of the contents of the shtar. And therefore, you're going to have a problem. Now, it's not a problem by get. It's a problem by kiyam shtaris.
But shuk eid is actually, he's doing half, not less than three quarters. Not less than three quarters.
No, because like this. What we need is, let's look at it this way. We need complete verification on each signature. The verification of the signature, when I'm coming to be Mekayim my own signature, doesn't focus exclusively on the signature. It focuses on the shtar. Now, the transaction. The transaction required each aid to take responsibility for 50% of the transaction.
It was three quarters for the guy who's being made on
his own. Again, if I'm being made on my own, and then I'm being made on half of yours, half of the second, because the second guy passed away, so I'm coming with someone else to be Mekayim, that second signature, so now I am essentially, if the Adam on the Star are essentially being made on the transaction, so take it down a level, essentially I, as the first aid, am now being made on 75% of the transaction.
What if we said that he's not being made on 70%, he's made on 50%, and the other shuk aid is being made on his 50% to be on the other guy who died?
Because since he's not the guy coming himself, he needs another guy with him. So if aid number one is one of the two aidim for the signature of aid number two, then he is taking half of aid number two. So he has full aid number one and half aid number two, so he's being made on 75% of the teichen of the transaction that's written in the shtar. And that is a problem because the Torah required al pishnayim eidim that you need two eidim, each takes responsibility for 50-50. So now, by get, this isn't necessarily a problem. This is a gezeira atu kiyam shtaris, right? So therefore, my time, also the chluvet v'kiyam shtaris da'alma, that if we allow it here by b'fanei nechtav, because b'fanei nechtav, we only really require one eid. That's the kula. But if by normal kiyam shtaris, where we do conform to the normal eidus, I need 50-50, so then, I might, if we allow this, the kanafik nachi riva de mamayna, that's less a quarter of the money, meaning three quarters, apuma de chad sada, which is not okay. Okay? So, that is the second chiddush, okay, that Rava is now saying the chiddush, and not like you, Rav Chista, saying that, of course, if the shliach shows up with two independent edim, the shliach's coming with Tarius Kim Shtaris, with only required Ali Day 1. The two Adam are coming Ali Day Kim Shtaris. That should for sure be okay. The concern here is we won't allow the Shaliach, if he only witnessed one of the signatures, to also be an aid on the second one. Okay, because we might come to confuse it with Kim Shtaris. So Maskev Lo Rav Ashi, 1 second. Mika midi di ilu masik le ihu lukula dibure kasher. If the first aid would say the whole, remember, you can't compare this to a regular case of Kiyam Shtaris. There's a B'fanei Nechtav here. If I am the first, in this situation, if I came and I said the whole thing, 100%, you'd be fine. So, oh, here you might come. 75%, we're going to be concerned about the 75% by Kiyum Shtarais. 75% Eidus. Here we allow 100% Al Yidei One. So, Mi Kamidi, the Inu Masak, Le Iu Lukuli Dibur Kosher, Hashtadik, Echad Bahadei Puzzle. So, you could do the whole thing on your own, 100%. Ah, now we won't allow somebody else because you're doing 75%. Ella, yeah? So, Ella Maravashi. Third shot, that no. What's the chiddush? Again, why we need a chiddush in our Mishnah, we'll get to in a moment. But Allah Ravashi, afilu oimer ani hu eid sheni, pasul. Even if the guy shows up and he says like this, b'fanei nechtam, one of the signatures, and I'm the second one. So what we're saying is, so you're using a combination of b'fanei nechtam, and regular kiyum shtaros, because if the guy shows up to be mekayim mishtar, it would be good enough. So it's going to be puzzle, my taima, a kulu b'kiyum aget, a kulu b'kahanas kachamim. That you got to pick one. Either you're doing kiyum shtaros, or you're doing takanas kachamim. Now this is a mini version, it's a lighter version of, and I want to point this out, it's going to come relevant in a second, lighter version of Rav Chista. It's the same svara of a kulu b'kiyum aget, that same version of Lashon that we're using. Different than Rava. Rava said that it's a gezeira atu, it's a concern for kiyum shtaros, that we might allow kiyum shtaros this case. But this is saying you can't mix the two. Okay, and and that's the answer. Now, why can't you mix the two? Why not? So Tosfos brings in a reason here that brings in from the Yerushalmi that the problem here is it's a hybrid. Okay, the Yerushalmi says the issue here is that since you signed as the second aide, you have a vested interest in the veracity of this document. So you can't, you're not going to be believed to say b'fanei nechtav. B'fanei nechtam. Because you're only verifying the second signature to justify your own signing. Right? You're not going to sign on something that's puzzle. So you have a vested interest, you're nagei b'davar, and therefore it would be a problem. If you take that Yerushalmi purely, you're really going to have a problem anytime. Meaning, if I signed as a witness, could I say b'fanei nechtam the whole thing? Right? So you'd have a problem there. So Tosfos says it's a hybrid. It's a tziruf. Mishum, it says, the lav taima gomer hu, this idea that you have a vested interest, but rather, zet ilav taima de oi kule bikim aget, oi ein ze negeh be'edus mamash. So when you combine that, you're trying to take two dinim of the chachamim, you have a vested interest, plus you're trying to combine two dinim of the chachamim, the hainu, kiyum shtaros, and the ability of the Shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, or the requirement to say b'fanei nechtam, and thereby have kiyum shtaros. You're combining the two ideas, and therefore, when you put the tziruf of these two ideas together, that could be a reason why we are not going to allow this. Right? That would be why we're not allowing this. Again, so what's the point here? Rav Ashi, third level of chiddush or third chiddush brought here is that when the Mishnah said if you say b'fanei nechtav kuloi, b'fanei nechtam chetzoi, one of the two, that if you are the second signatory, that would not work because you're trying to combine kiyum shtaros, regular kiyum shtaros, with b'fanei nechtam.
Wait, he's saying that b'fanei nechtam himself.
No, b'fanei nechtam one signature, and I sign the second one.
So, according to Ravashi, then that's a big thing because that means that one of the eidei chasim could never be the shliach la'iloch of Mir Dinas Hayom.
Again, if
so, that's huge. That's not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That would be a. It seems like that would be a consequence of this. Yes. Okay. Tanan. So let's see. Let's look at the other case in the Mishnah. B'fanei nechtav kuloi. B'fanei nechtam chetzoi. Pasul. Ida chetzoi hechi dami. So we said b'fanei nechtav kuloi. B'fanei nechtam chetzoi is going to be pasul. So what happened to the other half? Now we're taking it as an assumption that you got to address the other half, the missing half of the b'fanei nechtam. You only saw one of the signatures. What are you doing with the second signature? Hey, chidami, ilay medaleka de kamasid alei klal. If you tell me nobody, we don't address the second signature. So hashda echad oimer b'fanei nechtam ve'echad oimer b'fanei nechtam. Look at the next case in the Mishnah. One person, you have a full b'fanei nechtam and a b'fanei nechtam, but it was done with two people. Even though you have everything that needed to be said here, but it was said by two, it was split. Then it's going to be puzzle. So for sure, in a case where you're missing the haikam masad akul ksiba haikam masad akul ksima puzzle chetzem mibaya. If you only have verification, you only have an amira on half of what you need. You don't have the full statement. So if you have 100% of what needs to be said, it was just split. It's going to be puzzle for sure. If you're missing part of the ksima, He says, "Bafanei nachtam chetzoy." It's going to be possible, and therefore, this is the underlying reason. Since the Mishnah mentioned that if you have two people come, one says bafanei nachtam, one says bafanei nachtam, even though you have 100% of what needs to be said, it's split. It's going to be possible for sure. When you only have part of the bafanei nachtam, it's going to be possible. So elamai. It must be that opened it up, that there must be something else going on here. There must be a chiddush that even though you're filling the other part of the Bafanei Nachtam, and therefore, oikid Rava, oikid Ravashi. Now, and Rashi points out, well, if you're going to have to pick a chiddush, we have to pick a chiddush, right? That's what we're taking it. Because otherwise, the Mishnah is pashut, it's pshita. I don't need to come and tell me that if the Chachamim required it, like we said in the beginning, if he only says Bafanei Nachtam, or he only says Bafanei Nachtam, right, and let's look at the bookended cases in between these two. The first case in the Mishnah opened up saying if he only says Bafanei Nachtav, or if he only says Bafanei Nachtav, it's going to be possible. The third case in the Mishnah said if you have both a Bafanei Nachtav and a Bafanei Nachtav, but it was said by two people, it's going to be possible. So for sure, I don't need to be a Velt genius to figure this out, that if I have a Bafanei Nachtav and I only have half of a Bafanei Nachtav, 50%, of course it's not going to work. I don't have the full Amira. So there must be another Chiddush going on here. Now once there's a Chiddush going on here, I can only grab the lowest level Chiddush. So I could either grab Ravashi, the last one we had, or I can grab Rava. Okay, because Ravashi is essentially a lower level chiddush of Rav Chista. I couldn't get to Rav Chista. That's what the Gemara is asking. Because Rava has, they're different. Rava's chiddush is a gezeira because of Kiyum Shtarais. We're not going to allow this. Ravashi is a lower, watered down version of the same, it comes from the same line of thinking, which is, Oy kulu b'kiyum shtarais, Oy kulu b'takanas chachamim. So you have to take the lower level of chiddush. So either one would have been okay. Either I have the lowest level of chiddush of aikul mekim aget aikul b'takanas chacham, or I have a separate concern that's coming to tell me that when I have a gezeira or a concern when b'kim shtaris, I'm not going to allow the amira. But of course you need 100% amira. So that's where it's opened up for a chiddush. Okay, but the point is, it's a kashan Rav Chista. Rav Chista, if just because you could say a chiddush, how could you go so far and say that even if two people came separately from this shliach and verify the signatures, it's going to be possible. Amar lach Rav Chista will respond, well, hold on one second. V'latameich, according to your reasoning, that there's things that are pashut, I could easily deduce in our Mishnah, so they must be coming to tell us chidushim, b'fanei nechtav, avalei b'fanei nechtam, lamali. Why do I need the case where you said b'fanei nechtav and not b'fanei nechtam? Ella, right, that's pashut, right? When by the time I get to the third case, where I have both of a b'fanei nechtam, but they're said by two different people, it's going to be possible. So then what's the chiddush of the first case? Ella must be loizu af zu katani, hachanami loizu af zu katani. Okay, and therefore, fregnish, don't ask on me that you're coming with major chidushim. Once we opened it up, so I'm going to take it all the way down the line, meaning even though things are pashut, well, I'm going to take it all the way down and I'm going to come up with every possible scenario and I can be more machmer than you. That's how Rav Chista would respond. Now, because of this idea that Rav Chista, and really Rav Ashi was a light, right? He was a Rav Chista light. He took a lighter version of this, which is the oy kulay b'kiyam haget oy kul b'tekanas chachamim. So we're going to use this idea that you can't combine, you can't have a tziruf of two different things. And that really nothing to do with Gittin, but we're going to have one more member here, and then it'll get to a shayla, which we'll do tomorrow. But Amar Rav Chista, gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha ein mitzdarfin. So again, you can't be mitzaref two different things. If you need a mechitza of 10, we know to make a Yerush Sayacha, you need a mechitza of 10. So you can't have a gidud, meaning a bank, like a trench, where the dirt piles up 5 high, and a mechitza that's 5 high. That's not going to be mitzaref. Achia kuloi, oikulu mechitza, oikulu begidud. Meaning you can make, either it could be a built fence, or it could be dirt that was piled up, but you can't combine the two to make a mechitza. Okay, darash meirimar gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha hey mitzdarfin, that would actually be mitzdarfin. Velchasam mitzdarfin. Now halacha is that they are mitzdarfin. We'll stop here. Now, just one thing, I just want to mention that Rashi and Tosfos have a differentiating opinion. According to Rashi, he's saying that you can't have. Let's say you're standing in the ditch, so you can't have a gidud of 5, which is the trench that you had just excavated, plus a mechitza. Okay, Rashi is saying that would be a combination of 2 5s. That's not a mechitza of 10. Tosfos argues, he says, what do you mean? The guy standing in the trench, as far as he's concerned, he has a mechitza of 10. So how are you differentiating? So Tosfos comes up with a different case that we're talking about where there's a tell, meaning if you have a hill that's 5 and a mechitza that's 5, so not something you dug out and you're now standing there looking up, but you're on a hill. So since you're on the hill, that hill can't count as your 5 because to you it doesn't appear to be a mechitza of 10. Okay, so just quickly to summarize, we said if coming off of the first Mishnah, maybe get Medina Sayyam, You have to say b'fanei nechtav. If you don't say one of the two, either b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam, it's going to be possible. Chiddush is that you might think that, again, this was a takanas chachamim, but if you don't say it, it's not going to be possible. Kamashalan, it will be. And we said, if you say b'fanei nechtav, chetzoy b'fanei nechtam, kulay, it's going to be possible, only if the chetzoy that you're talking about is the second half. But if it's the first half, dahainu, because all you need is the first line, then it would be okay. And then we said, we tried to say, potentially, opened up in our Mishnah, because really once you learn the later cases in the Mishnah, the earlier cases become pashut. So we said there must be some sort of chiddush going on here. What's the chiddush? meaning, what's the chiddush that if you don't say b'fanei nechtam, you only say b'fanei nechtam chetzyos, you only verified one. So Rav Chisda tried to say that the chiddush was that even if the shaliach says b'fanei nechtam one of the signature and the second signature is with two regular kiyum shtaros, two edim, that wouldn't be okay, because you can only use regular kiyum shtaros or b'fanei nechtam, to which the Gemara asks, no, that's too radical. This is regular kiyum shtaros with two, bona fide. There's no way, if the shliach himself would do kiyum shtaros on the second signature, meaning b'fanei nechtam this, and I'm makir the second one, which is essentially, that would work. If he in fact said, I'm makir both of the signatures, that would work as a b'fanei nechtam. So you can't say that two edim coming to verify the second signature wouldn't work. Rava said, no, really, the chiddush here is a separate din, meaning it's a concern that, like we have when it comes to regular stars, not really a concern here, but regular stars, kiyum shtaros, if the aid is the one verifying his own signature, he can't verify his and be one of the aidim to verify the second guy who's not around anymore, okay? Because you have three quarters of the star being yotze al pi echad, and you need 50-50. That was, and then, so that's the chiddush over here. And the Gemara asked, well, hold on one second. Here, you're able to do 100%. You're telling me that you can't do 75%? Because of kiyum shtaros, that's ridiculous. That was the second, that was at Rava's attempt. And then the third attempt was, the third chiddush was Rav Ashi, that's the lower level chiddush, which really what we said was Rav Chisda light, which is that the guy himself, the shliach himself, can't say b'fanei nechtam chetzyoi, and I was the signature on the second half, because you're now combining two things, you're combining kiyum shtaros and b'fanei nechtam. You're not verifying the second signature. You are saying that I signed the second signature, and that's a different method of kiyum shtaros. You can't combine b'fanei nechtam, which is aegis on the signatures, to the other method of kiyum shtaros. You can't combine two kamaras chachamim. Again, if you want to throw in a little bit of mix of tesis there, it's also the fact of betzirif of this idea that I have a vested interest in the b'fanei nechtam portion, and that's really what's problematic over here. but either way, that was the third way of understanding what the chiddush of our Mishnah was, meaning even all three are addressing that even if you got to kiyum shtaros, even if you got the second signature verified, it could potentially not be good. We tried to ask Rav Kasha and Rav Chisda that if so, it's pasha, right, in our Mishnah, and we said that Rav Chisda would come back and say, look, our whole Mishnah is loizu avzu, because once I know the later dinim, the earlier ones are pasha, and therefore I am free to go full extreme and say that even if the second one came out yidei kiyum shtaros, I'm willing to extend this idea of oikul b'kiyum shtaros, oikul b'takanas chachamim, which we borrowed this idea to talk about when it came to mechitza. That according to one man, the Amar, again, the sort of chista again, Rav Chisda l'shitasoi, that holds that take it to the extreme, you can't combine, even though a mechitza is a mechitza, and either a gidud or a mechitza would be a mechitza, but you can't have partial gidud and partial mechitza.